I skipped ahead of myself a little bit by talking about taking notes when I was on the reading slide, but it's important too that you realise that all of these things are actually done at the same time. They're not independent entities. So when you're watching a lecture, you need to be listening and writing notes at the same time. So don't try to write down everything that the lecturer is saying, and don't try to write down what's on the slides because you'll already have a copy of the slides. So write down ideas or concepts that come into your head while you're actually watching, and pay particular attention. Listen carefully to what the lecturer is saying, because they will often help you out by saying things like, the point I'm trying to make here is, or in summary, yada yada yada, or let me just recap on that, yada yada yada. So all of these things are there giving you clues as to what the important things from their perspective are, not necessarily for the exams, but in gaining an understanding of the concepts. So don't try to write down full sentences. Develop a little shorthand for yourself and use abbreviations. And then as part of your post-lecture studying activity, organize your notes, make sense of your shorthand, make sure you can read your own handwriting. You may be able to read it now, but will you be able to read it in 3 weeks' time when you come back to it again? So make sure that it is legible. Just make some additional notes and link them to the handouts of the slides and to the course notes that are associated with each lecture. And as I mentioned in the previous slide, just write a half-page summary for yourself of what were the key points you took out of this lecture, and that will really help you later on.